Hello and welcome to another installment of the Casual Tracker. This is Scott. This is going to be my pre-thoughts on the new Godzilla X Kong, or whatever the title is, the new Godzilla King Kong team-up movie. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to be seeing it in like 20 minutes. So I'm doing a pre-thoughts, and I'm going to do another one right after this that's going to be below it, but it should be combined together. So this is the pre-one. The other one's going to be the after when I actually see the movie. I'm going to tell the truth here. I wasn't going to go see it. Because every time we have like a human cast inside of like either Jurassic Park or any other movie like that, it always is a distraction, and it's always there just to pad the runtime, and it's like they're just there for jokes or silly slapstick or just things that don't matter. Or if you were to watch it again, it'd be like, can we just get back to what's going on right now? But so far, everyone's review of it's been like it's really good. It's not as good as like, you know, maybe another team up movie that they had in the past. But because of ABC, it's better. So XYZ is okay. So I figured I'm gonna give it a shot. And besides that, I'm gonna have surgery here on Friday. So I'm gonna be out of commission for a while. So I figure I might not treat myself to a movie before I gotta be in the hospital for who knows how long. So. I usually rewatch movies before I go watch them, and this one I had a last minute decide. I don't have my kids this weekend. I'm gonna go to a movie after work, so I didn't watch Kong Skull Island or Godzilla or the team up that they did a couple years ago. I didn't watch any of those again like I usually do. So I'm going in kind of blind with very vague memory, but I'm hoping that it's going to be a good movie. I'm hoping that lives up to expectations, knock on wood, because no movie actually ever does that. But we shall see how this movie is. I'm hoping that it's one of the movies where, like, man, that was really cool. And you, like, talk about at least, you know, two or three scenes to where you want to say, yeah, did you see that movie? They did this. It was awesome. Or some adds to the story. Or I was afraid it was going to be, like, the preview where it says that they declared war and it was going to be like Planet of the Planet of the Apes or whatever. Because I don't like it when it's like all of a sudden all this crazy stuff's going on and before there was nothing ever until like Godzilla and then Kong and then all of a sudden now we have all this other stuff. It's kind of like Avatar where they have these other one people in one movie and then in the next movie they have this other society that they didn't know about in the first movie. It's kind of like, what are you talking about right now? They were there the whole time? So I don't like it when people slide stuff into stuff. It annoys me. Like what they did with Iron Man, where they would introduce something in Iron Man 1 and they would slide stuff into Iron Man 2 or 3 that predate it and then just shoves it into the canon but wasn't actually reflective of that in the first movie. Yeah, I don't like when they just slide things in. So I'm hoping that There's like a big reason why these baby Kongs weren't known about earlier and why all of us are here. I understand it's a movie, but still a movie can be as realistic as possible even if it has a ridiculous plot. Those are the best kinds of movies. So we shall see. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Tracker. This is Scott. This is going to be my post movie experience review of Godzilla X Kong New Empire, and I must say it was a rather enjoyable movie. I was a little taken aback by the little girl I was seeing. I don't remember seeing that in a previous movie, but I think I might have missed one maybe. But then they explained kind of where she came from later on, so maybe she's new to the movie. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to have to refresh my memory on where she came from, if she was in the previous movie, or if I'm just missing somewhere, someplace. But overall, I didn't have a whole lot of issues at all with the movie. It was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be, that's for sure. I was really rooting for that the bad Kong-like ape to get his ass kicked, because he damn well deserved it. There was a lot of things towards the end where, like, maybe a little he's reading our minds and we're all on the same page because of that would have been nice. Because the one thing came alive again and then, or was awoken and this was like saving the humans at least twice to my memory. And then all of that stuff involving that, like, Does he know that they're good? How does he know that they're good? I'm guessing it's a telepathic connection, but it wasn't exactly made clear. Well, that's what my assumption is. There's a lot of fast stuff going on. And that evil Scar guy, whatever he is, that guy, he got what's come for him. That is for sure. And it was a lot of Kong-centric because Godzilla is just reactionary. He's not really care if he, like, followed to Burger King, right? Kong actually has, like, emotion and connections to things, and we can... He's kind of like a humanized creature, so we can follow him, and we understand him, and we know what he's trying to do, and it furthers the plot. Godzilla, he just wakes up and goes and beats someone up. So I understand why the Kong was a bigger part of the movie, because he's not just reactionary. And what I saw of Kong was, like, really great. It was mostly done below. It started out above on the surface, and then it ended pretty much in the third part on the surface, because there was hidden pathways up to other areas from the subterranean area, and it was quite the fight. It wasn't like crazy wild long or anything like that. But it was definitely satisfying to watch that dude bite the dust. Would I say you must run to the cinema to watch it? Nah, they didn't do anything that was not, you know, basically done in the other movies. But it was fun to see Godzilla and Kong again. I would say that the only issue I probably had, two maybe, is that they were walking for a long time, and they were just going wherever, and it's not like they had a map or anything, and this guy was like, I'm going to go back to the one place. I'm going to get this cool thing that's there. He just went back there willy-nilly, no problem, found it, came back, and 2 seconds later, it's on Kong's hand. I'm like, that was awfully fast. But it's fine. It's a movie, and maybe there was a time jump. I don't know, but I would have thought it would have taken a couple hours to get back to the thing, and that would take X amount of time, and then I could have sworn there was an issue, and that's why they had to land, and they were going to 2 click, so I might have to watch the movie again, because it's kind of fast-paced, and there isn't a lot of downtime. There is a lot of exposition, like I said, but it's not like a crazy amount. And usually it's right before something occurs. It was like just those 2 moments I was talking about where they probably didn't need to go to the submarine again and hear the guy say he's going into the structure, because we clearly see him going into the structure. And my second thing is Godzilla was getting all this power worked up. He's going to every place and just getting the most power he ever had and changing all this much, and he's becoming better and more powerful. And then Kong knocks his ass out. So I was like, that was a little anticlimactic there. But Godzilla came back, whooped him, and then he was about ready to fight again. And that's when the one thing that looked like a bee came up and was talking to him, and then got him on the same page. And then they went down there and they took care of business, and they got that other creature free from the bad ape guy. I keep forgetting his name. The Scar guy. Or the red guy, whatever he is. And I was hoping that they were going to have a scene where, like, Kong goes and gives him the crystal or whatever, or ice cube, whatever it is, and, like, puts it back on him, and then, like, he's thankful or something like that. I'm assuming that happened. They just, you don't need to show it. You assume it happened type deal. It would have been still nice to see him give it back to that other monster guy that caused the Ice Age on Earth, just to show that he's a friend. I think that was pivotal to that part, but it's fine. I would say it's, you could probably watch it more than one time. You probably have to, because there's a lot of details going on. Camera's kind of like close up to all the stuff when stuff's happening. It's like super close. I don't know if that's because it was shot for 3D and they wanted like stuff to come out at you or something, but before I went in, I was like, it's probably going to be okay. The guys are going to probably be annoying. They're probably going to run their mouths, and it's going to, like, take away from what you're watching. But that wasn't necessarily the case. They were in the middle of what was happening. So they weren't, like, somewhere else. And you had to, like, cut back and forth. They were, like, literally right in front of it. So I was like, how are these guys going to survive? This is kind of crazy. But fortunately, the battle was really short because they reversed the gravity and they made him float in the air. And the one thing was protecting the thing by freezing him to the pieces of rock and whatever. So his henchmen, so to say, were taken care of right quick. And then the three went up to the surface and destroyed Egypt like a son of a gun. And then it was just all over the place. It was just wall-to-wall crazy, pretty much. It was just a lot happening really fast. It was quick. But I definitely enjoyed it. It was better than I thought it was going to be. This is one of those movies where you got to, like, remember it a little bit. Like, you take a moment to breathe and kind of just think what happened. What did I just see? Because stuff was going really fast. Like, you're watching them, like you're flipping through a photo album, like, really fast and not really stopping on each page to observe it. And you see a picture that's crazy and you keep on going, but you keep thinking about it. It's kind of like that. So there's a lot to ponder once you're done watching the movie. Like, what happened? There was, like, a lot of emotional stuff happening there, because you had the Baby Kong guy who starts out against him, and then by the end he's his buddy. And then, not to mention, it's got to be my favorite part of the movie, is when the little Kong he gets used as a weapon by Kong, and smacking the other people with him. And then eventually he gets warmed up to Kong. But it was quite interesting. I wasn't sure if we were going to find out that little Kong, little Baby Kong, was like the main dude and whatever else. But it was a nice little character piece on Kong. It really showed he humanized him a little bit. Gave him sort of more of a grounding of his psyche. And that's kind of why it makes sense that it was about Kong more so than Godzilla. We saw Godzilla a fair amount, but he was going to other places doing other things to get power, and then that power is what he unleashed onto the thing. So we don't know if he didn't have any of those powers. He just woke up from the Colosseum and just went down there. Would it have been the same outcome, or would it have been the same? It's definitely a movie I got to go back and watch again, I think. So I get it all, because it was fast-paced. It was a lot of stuff going on. I don't know how long the movie was exactly, but it was quite snap, 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 snap. You know, there wasn't a lot of lull time. Even in the beginning of the movie, when we're seeing the introduction of the characters and we're going from one to the other. It is convenient, though, that she asked the one guy to go, and he really wasn't the dentist guy. He wasn't exactly keen on going. He didn't seem like he was supposed to be there. Like, if Kong didn't have a tooth problem, he wouldn't have gone. And then the one dude dies, they'd have nowhere to fly. And so it just becomes problematic on how they would have resolved this if he hadn't been there. So there's a lot of plot armor, I think, involved. But I will say, when the guy started running his mouth, I knew he was going to get something happen to him. It's reminding me of Deep Blue Sea, and the guy's talking, and all of a sudden, boom, gets swallowed by a shark. And this one guy was swallowed by a tree, apparently. Which is kind of odd, because you didn't see any other things like that, and it was so close, you didn't know what it was, but they said it was a tree. But just looking at it, you're like, what is that? Is it like a snake or something like that? And I couldn't tell personally, but swallow, ate by a tree, like Little Shop of Horrors. But was it enjoyable? Yes. Is it a must see? Nah, I mean, it's good. It's not bad. Would I say you must go watch it? You could probably watch it on DVD. Not a whole lot was added to it. It was basically the first team up over again, but a little bit more emotion. That is going to conclude my podcast.